Vince Dragonetti. He is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Vince, how are you?
Hi, Tony. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing okay. Good. Man, I saw the news where the lawsuit against Mr. Bryington cost Ingham County $80,000 to settle. What do you think about that?
Well, that seems to be the game that's been going on for some years in public and even a lot of private entities at certain jobs. You lose a job and you sue, and that's what's happening. And people settle, and so we have a settlement, and it's cost us money. And I wouldn't be surprised at the Road Commission, where we've got a couple brewing out there.
So from what you know, the settlement was agreed upon because it had saved the county money as opposed to going through a long, drawn-out court case.
That is my opinion. I mean, that's I've been in different, you know, because of the business I'm in financial work and real estate, that's often what happens is that they look at the dollars that are involved and say, you know, there's a point here. They make a financial decision. Do we carry this through? Do we drag this thing out? And both parties look at it that way and finally say, settle.
So the Board of Commissioners agreed on this. Did you agree to it?
No, we don't. We have no say on that. That's basically done by the attorneys. We were apprised at the end. And I'm not saying this is good or bad. I just know this is procedure and what is done. And then basically, you know, they come to us and say, you know, there has been a settlement. And it's not disclosed at that point either. The only time I found out is when all of you found out.
So who decides to accept the settlement?
The attorneys. And the controller, basically, that's their decision to make because that's what they're hired to do, and it doesn't come to us.
But don't you think the board should have a say in it because this is tax dollars?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I think to a point, I'm kind of mixed on this because I know when it comes to employee situations, boy, you know the politics that happens at our board level. It could be swayed one way or the other. And so I think the concern I would have, personally, should Vince been involved? Yes, that's a personal opinion. But from a board standing, I kind of look at this and really, you know, look at these and say, boy, you could have some political problems on this right to the nth degree if you start, you know, bringing it out there.
Well, the board is left on the sidelines of this and on the Ingham County Board or Road Commission issues. What's the point of having a commission?
There you go. Now we're starting to get into the stuff. Is that, you know, you start getting into information that starts being made public, and that's the situation that's now coming into play at the Road Commission. All this stuff has pilled over because things have went to the public, and so now we have people that have been appointed. There's an example. There's appointed people. It's spilled over. Names have been thrown all over the place. And now we have a political ball game going on because now there's names being trashed internal of staff, and that's the problem even in private or public entities when you start bringing lawsuits. Even at a school board level, you'll see they go to private, and you know the discussions are made at that point.
All right, give me the latest news with the Road Commission. There's a meeting tonight. What's going to happen there? What's on the agenda, and what's the latest news involving this mess?
I have no idea what they're going to do tonight. I'm going to try to go tonight. I have another meeting. I'm going to try to get out of that one and leave this one. I just know that what came out yesterday is Jim Benjamin. He's one of the people that's involved personally. He filed a personal complaint internal and then let it expose to the public, and basically he made sure all the commissioners got a copy, and so we did get a copy last night in subcommittee, and it's about a 60-page complaint of what's going on, of what he sees, and Mr. Benjamin actually brings in his side of the story, and he brings up facts, not innuendo, but facts on the other side of what is going on based on what's going out in the public view of what's happening with the certain board members, including county board members, and including what's happening at commission members and what he sees out there. And he is asking for an investigation, basically, by the county board itself, of the commission and of what is going on in this.
We are sending two reporters to that meeting tonight. We'll have full coverage tomorrow morning. Thanks so much, Vince.
Thanks, Tony.